Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, folks, what's up? Happy birthday, America. This is the diary, and it is Sunday, July 4th, 2010. And I'm coming out of SAC. This is your host, Stacey Johnson, for the diary. You have to excuse me today because I'm working the mic and the pit, and I'm waiting for my kids. You know, they going to be a little late showing up for the show, and we just going to do things like we do things. But hopefully you're joining us live today, and if so, please give us a call in at 917-889-9946. And today is the 4th of July. It is the birthday of the United States, and there is, I don't know nothing else, but, you know, I'm almost certain this is the best place to live because you can make your own way, you know? You can make your own way as screwed up as things are right now. You can still pull up some stuff out your gut and make your own way. So happy birthday, America. You know, that's all I know. You know, I don't know nothing else, so I guess I need to celebrate it, and that's what we want to talk about today. And, you know, it was a topic of issue back in the day, you know, but I guess black people weren't really feeling the 4th of July. And, you know, if we would just stop bullshitting each other, you know, white America stop bullshitting and just own up to the fucked up shit you've done to build this country, which is the United States, then we could have an open discussion on, you know, what you did fucked up, and we can, you know, open up and say, well, yeah, maybe a whole bunch of black people don't really, you know, feel all happy about celebrating the 4th of July. Although, you know, there's no better place today in 2010, I guess, because I ain't never lived nowhere else. But, you know, I guess there's no better place to live because, you know, we strong people and, you know, you can do whatever you need to do to pull yourself up. So we're going to celebrate the 4th of July today. On the diary, we're talking about Russian spies, all that crap of last week and how they got caught, a whole bunch of them. We're also going to talk about the NAACP backing the legalization of marijuana in California and probably everywhere, too. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about Chicago's ban on the handgun that was uplifted after 30 years and being in effect. And what that, you know, I always come with a conspiracy theory kind of concept on everything. So, you know, we'll talk about that. And I'm also going to talk about the Boys to Men Training for Self-Employment Program and what we did this past week. And, you know, man, I tell you, that boy Gabriel, he is an inspiration to me as hope that, yeah, you know, everything we see on TV is necessarily, you know, when it comes in with respect to these young black males, you know, we want to, you know, I think hip-hop was like the worst thing is the dagger that closed the, and it closed the coffin for black young males, you know. Because the spirit and the dedication and just the get up and go of this dude this whole week working with me lets me know, you know, and that's what I tell people, you know, it's a misconception. So we're going to talk about that, what happened last week. And last but not least, we're going to talk about the Dumb Motherfucker of the Week Award and who gets that. So happy birthday, America. We're waiting for the kids. The smoker is going on. And I want to thank, once again, all the listeners from this past week. It, you know, for me being a Rudy Poot, you know, out of L.A., where everything is good. But, you know, landing in Sacramento some way, somehow, you know, and I've gotten a lot more listeners. You guys are listening, which is good. But more than listening, I want you to take action and tell people that you know because, you know, for Black America, it's going to start by building up and rehabilitating black males. If we don't do that, you know, we're not going to survive. So I think it really starts there, and I'm trying to pull out every means necessary in order to do that. You know, I raised two black males that I love dearly and that I'm not with for the first, excuse me, for the first 4th of July since they've been born. So, you know. Chris and Freddie, hopefully you're having a good time with your dad. And know that your mom loves you so much. There's never been a day since you've been born that you haven't been with me on the 4th of July. Celebrating like my daddy celebrates. You know you have all your family over here. You have your friends over here. You know, but over the generation, things have changed. People don't care about that shit no more. Everybody's self-centered. Everybody's about self, and it just don't happen like that anymore. But as far as my family is concerned, it's going to stay that way. And, you know, my daughter thinks she's running shit, so she's late today, but it's all good, you know, because she like her mom, you know, who's running shit. So, you know, I don't put no pressure on my kids no more. You know, that was me. The pressure was on. I always put pressure. Be here, do that, stop, let's go. Let's do it. It was mom's rules, goddammit. And when my daughter bounced on me when she was 18 and left me a note and said, hey, guess what? I'm 18. I'm out. You know, I took the pressure off of my kids because it's more important to have a relationship than to be in charge of my kids. So, you know, I let my kids be free. They got their own life as long as they're safe. Underlying, they know what it is that they were raised. They know that they better live a life that respects their mama. And more than that, respects their grandparents who, you know, every tradition we have is built on the backs of my mother and my father. There wasn't a 4th of July that I woke up and my dad wasn't already on the pit at 5 in the morning. Pops was on the pit, okay, that he made out of bricks. All right, that's how that nigga did it, okay? And born in 1912, what the fuck you think he had to celebrate America for? Didn't do nothing but discriminate against his ass until I was born. Civil Rights Act passed when his youngest was born, when he was 52 years old. But that nigga got up and celebrated because he knew it was important for his family. And because this country, fucked up as it may, it held opportunity and hope for his children. And that's why I call today Eli's show, because you know what? Like I said on the show page, you know what Eli is going to say when he's 20? Shit. Well, what's up? All I know is we had a black president when I was born. What's up with that? Mom, grandma, what's up with that? But Eli don't know, you know, and Eli will know with a grandma like me and a mama like his, how many motherfuckers died so he could be born in a world where when he was born and not shortly after, you know, and he'll be celebrating his second birthday on end of this month. He said, grandma, what, a black president? What's up with that? I'm not tripping. I know y'all think it's something special, but I think that shit was going on when I was born. And see, what I want for America is something so Elijah can go on to the next stage and Elijah can see economic freedom and economic equality for his people and for himself. If he can see a black man as the president, well, surely he can see a black man as the head of every corporation across America. He can see the black man as a teacher. He can see a black man as everything that America has to offer. So this is the diary. This is Baby Stace. And we're going to play our music that we've gathered up for, you know, for the past year. And I want to play Trans Groove because I was listening through all my lips. And I said, I'm not going to do nothing new. I'm just going to play everything that we've played over the past, 6-plus months and Trans Groove for your holiday for the 4th of July, chilling with your family fam. And this is a diary. This is your host, Little Baby Stace, Big Stacey Johnson, your host in love with you, Trans Groove. All right. Happy 4th of July, America, Black America, White America. It's all America. And as long as we all here to make it good, then I'm good with you. So this is a diary. We come out of Sacramento every Sunday from 3 to 4. And I say we, I say I come out of Sacramento because ain't no more we unless my little love of my life, Elijah, joins me on the day I give his mama some relief. But that ain't often because I got shit to do. All right, this is a diary. So this week we're talking about Russian spies. We're talking about the NAACP. We're talking about Chicago and the uplifting of the ban on handguns after it's been in place for 30 years. We're also talking about the Boys to Men Project and the dumb motherfucker of the week. So Russian spies, what the hell, and it's just amazing to me, you know, that Russian dude, Medvedev, or whatever the fuck is, however you say his name, he was just here like 2 weeks ago, you know, and he was at Apple, okay? So what they've been trying to do and what he's announced that he wants to do is bring, his country into the technical, advancements that we enjoy, So he was touring Apple. He tweeted. He did all that shit while he got his boys over here, on the under, been here for years, setting up all kind of shit. And you know what? I will be a conspiracy theorist as long as I'm black and as long as black people are always at the last, at the bottom of the fucking totem pole in this country when the backs of black people built this country. Yeah, the backs of Asians built the country, but look at Asians, man. Okay, the backs of other people built the country, but look at them, man. Look at black people. We are the bottom of the fucking barrel, and I don't think no other race of people were enslaved for 300-400 years and then Jim Crow and then had to fight to get a law to say I'm not a piece of property, I'm a human. Come on, motherfuckers. That's why, happy birthday, America, but you're never going to prosper anymore. You're not going to prosper anymore until you reciprocate some of this shit that you've been given on the back of African Americans, not Hispanics. We know we stole California. We know we stole every motherfucking thing. You know, that's why I love the holidays, because I look at the History Channel and a History Channel, History.com. No, those are my folks, because they're not afraid to say history the way it should be. They're not afraid. They don't candy coat the fact that black people were slaves and it wasn't nothing nice. Okay, they don't candy coat that shit. That's why I love watching it. And I would tell everybody, historychannel.com, go buy you some shit up off of there. What you need to buy, black people, white people, what you need to buy, and it's only $30, and History Channel better give me some royalties on this shit. What you need to buy is Africans in America. That will tell you our plight from beginning to motherfucking end, okay? And it's so unfair that black people have not prospered more, haven't got a foot up, whatever. You know what? Yeah, everybody's free. America, you can do what you want, blah, blah, blah. Show me some other race of people that have had their necks stepped on more than black people. You know what? And for that reason alone, we need some extra shit, okay? We need extra shit. If it wasn't for cotton and all of the shit that I'm sure millions of my ancestors motherfucking picked, and some white person here, hey, my dad was responsible for inventing the cotton gin. I said, I should really sock you in the mouth, because when the cotton gin was invented, we worked triple time because of that motherfucker, because the white man saw, oh, shit, we can process even more? You was working by moonlight as well as daylight, niggas. So I'm like, look, you better quit telling me your white-ass history, because I'm going to sock you in your mouth. You're lucky I'm your friend. Okay, 4th of July for black people, I think America, we're a young country, we're the youngest out of all the motherfuckers, and I think we need to learn a good, valuable lesson, and I'm going off topic of everything I said I'm talking about, but it's 4th of July, and I feel it's my job to talk about issues that are relevant to black America. Yeah, black people don't celebrate 4th of July until we get true equality on an economic level, and people stop blowing smoke up our ass about everything relating to black people, then no, we're never going to be happy. Yeah, we live in this country and we're blessed to do so. Yeah, well, I guess. You went to Africa and you fucked that up too between you and the British, so I guess. And I was watching the history of Hawaii. You duped them motherfuckers out of all of the shit, so I guess. You know, and you're the one country that never thinks they have to apologize for any of the fucked up shit that they do. I love America. This is where I landed because of slavery. I have to love it. I take every opportunity that America has to offer. But in the last couple of years, and while I've been self-employed under corporations the last 10 years, of which I said I'd only be employed 5 years and I'm self-employed again, you know, I kind of slipped. I kind of like that old white people corporate check and that old white people medical benefits. You know, wasn't no sweat off my back. I'll go there and work half like the white people. You know, I'll go there and half work just like the white people, but don't complain. You know, and I'll fly through for 10 years and get medical benefits and everything else for my goddamn kids because I need to, because they sorry as daddy walked out on them. So I got to be a slave to white people. Happy 4th of July. But all that shit ended last January. And now I'm going to be a slave for my people. Ooh, I like that. I like that. So let's go on to what the hell we said we were talking about. Happy 4th of July. You know, I don't think any true black person going to ever be happy. And, yeah, we fake it and we happy just because what else we supposed to be? We do what we need to do. What else we supposed to be? What can we do? When you put every other race of people upon a pedestal other than us, the people that broke their backs to make this motherfucker the way it is, what are we supposed to do? We just do what we have to do. We support our families like my mother and father did. They stuck together. They were part of that the Great Migration. They got the fuck up out of the South, okay? They went from South Carolina and Kansas and shit and landed in Los Angeles when my daddy had some gigs and used every talent that God gave him to support his family. You know, all of that shit, there's tons of black Americans that fought for this country that the spirits are just hovering over this country. Wonder why all the fucked up shit is going on right now? America, happy birthday. Be good to black people. Try doing that shit for 10 years. Try giving black people they do. Try doing that shit for 10 years. And watch America prosper in the way it's fucking supposed to. Quit taking shit from people and give something back. Quit acting like you are the golden child of the motherfucking earth. Wondering why everybody want to kill us. If anybody sits and reads their history and what America's done and how America got everything that America has, and granted, that's how nations are built. Motherfuckers take shit from motherfuckers. But it's the way that you do it. You know, you took black people. Give something back to black people. And quit making us all think we crazy because we think we got something to do. So this is the motherfucking diary. Happy 4th of July, America. But I would like to see an America that prospers. America today is fucked up. We're like having a birthday, and excuse me, for like a disabled kid that can't read or see or walk or has no compassion. We're having a birthday today for an America that's like a blind, fucked up individual, like in a nut house in a straitjacket. I want to have an America that's prospering, that's equal and honest to all the people, like that old bullshit on the Constitution has to say. What is all that shit? You know, if it's only for white people, then let it be known and quit acting like it's for all of us. You know, we hire these motherfuckers. We vote. Oh, vote, vote. If you don't vote, your voice won't be heard. But then you vote in your bitch, and then they play games with your shit. So what good is your fucking vote? So ghetto bound is what I'm getting ready to play, because leave it up to the people in charge of this country, and we need to turn that shit around. You know you fucked up when your president is black. You know, every movie, everything you ever seen, when they really needed a hero, they pulled that black person out. So we got our black hero, baby. This is the diary. I love you. I'm going to play ghetto bound, because as long as I'm alive, ain't nobody I love, ain't nobody that choose to fuck with me ever going to be ghetto bad. Happy 4th of July, motherfuckers. right, baby. All right. So that was, oh, shit, I don't even know what it was. Oh, Ghetto Bound, because that ain't where you going to be. So let me take a little break, because my baby girl calling me. Can't get in the gates. We're going to play Flying Bass, baby, because we want you to have a groovy, groovy 4th of July. And my smoker is smoking. They're going to call the cops on me, so I got to turn it down. I will be back. This is a diary. It's 4th of July, 4th of July, Sunday. Beautiful here in Sacramento. But I swear to, man, I'm smoking up the joint. So hopefully I don't lose contact. But I got to turn this bad boy down. It's already on low, and we smoking it up. And we outside. We see the duckies. We see the lake. Hello, neighbor. See, you got to give them some food when you're smoking them out like that. You know, and this is how much I love my family. We got a hot tub, a time machine on one TV, and we got Alice in Wonderland on the other, waiting for the baby. So they say, look, Mom, we're going to be here all night with fireworks. We don't need to be there at 12, okay? We can be there, you know, we can chill. So today on the diary, let's go over, spies. We don't give a shit about that. They dumb. So I'm glad they got caught, dumb motherfuckers. And after, you know, let's quit being up each other's ass. But I guess that's part of the government business. You up each other's ass and, you know, and try to figure out. We, America's so full of shit and so superficial. What the hell? What? You need to figure out how to be superficial? All right. But, you need to figure out how to rob your people? All right. You don't need to spy on us for that. So, anyway. And we're going to talk about NAACP back in the legalization of marijuana. And the only reason why they're doing it, it's not because they want everybody to be high. Okay, dumb motherfuckers. All right, it's not because of that. It's because they tired of all my brothers getting felonies and life sentences for having a sack of marijuana, something that the doctor can prescribe to you. So, you know, everybody's up in arms. But you know what? Let the NAACP begin to do some things that really affect the community, and that would definitely have a positive effect. You know, all the little thugs out there, and trust me, I know many of them, don't want marijuana legalized because they hustle be all messed up. You know what they would do? Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, well, you know what? As soon as they do that, getting a job is going to be three times as hard, okay, for anybody. So they can legalize marijuana all they want, but that don't mean you're going to work high, okay? Corporations going to have so much shit in place, although they high, okay? And Jilly Jane's under 10 prescription medications, okay, and she high. But you can't smoke a joint,
Okay? So don't trip. Everybody's high, but when it comes to the black man getting high, it's a whole different story because they think we turned into savages. Look at your history. Watch the History Channel when it comes to illegal drugs. Watch that whole series. Shit, the laws came into existence as soon as they knew black people were smoking weed and doing coke and doing opium and all that shit. As soon as they knew black people were doing it, it became a law and it became illegal because they thought we were going to go out there and rape all their white women when we was high. Dumb-ass country. Happy birthday. So, you know, yeah, legalize this shit. Whatever it takes to take the target off the African-American male's back. So this is a show for Eli, and the whole point is that every birthday of America, I'm hoping Eli has a better chance of survival, that unlike his Uncle Freddie and Uncle Chris, okay, his uncles, his mommy doesn't have to go to the local public school because we couldn't afford private school, you know, where they be respected. You know, in private school, you're going to get respect because you're paying your money. But unfortunately, grandma, okay, couldn't afford private school because, oh, of course, lazy, faulty-ass grandpa ran off on everybody. So, you know, although grandma at the end of it all made 61 G's, it still wasn't enough to support four people in Sacramento and private school and all that shit. Okay? So, therefore, you know, we got to do things. We got to make sure shit is right so Elijah don't have to go through his life and his mama ain't got to go cuss out the lazy, fat front desk bitch that thinks everybody black is on the county, therefore she can disrespect us all. No. And that's the speech I'd have to give 4 years straight times two, because both of my boys were a year behind each other. Okay, so I had to cuss the bitch out times two. I'm not on the county, bitch. You're going to respect me and sit up and look at me like I'm paying your salary. I know my son is black, but you're not going to disrespect me or him. So, happy birthday, America. The America I want to see for Elijah is America that gives him his just due based on his intelligence, not his freaking color. And his mother's intelligence, not her color, although the color is beautiful because it's black. Anyway, Chicago's ban on the handguns after 30 years of being in place. Well, they figure, well, we all need to arm ourselves because we got a Negro as a president, so... You know, and all of that is part of where you reap what you sow, because in the whole heart and soul of the majority of Southern Americans, they know what they've been sowing. So figure shit. I mean, even Thomas Jefferson, right, said if there is a God, we're going to get paid back for this shit. But see, you know, black people are so forgiving and so merciful and so loving. They ain't giving nobody back nothing. Just make us equal. Just quit fucking with my sons. Just stop fucking with my grandson, which I know you're raring up to do, as soon as he's in a public school. That's why I'll become a security guard again, like I did for my own kid's second job, before I put my grandson go to a public motherfucking school in America. Where the security are nothing but ex-cops that ain't got shit to do but harass little boys on bikes, but don't harass none of the little white boys on skateboards. So happy birthday, America. I want to see an America that's just and fair and right for all people. We couldn't be more fucked up today. Happy birthday. We like saying happy birthday to a retarded kid, which is okay. But you got retarded because you chose to be. Not because God made you that way. You chose to be. You chose to be retarded. But we're going to celebrate your birthday anyway because we good. So I want to see an America that's free and fair to people of all color, that they put their people that's born and raised in this country, we put those people first. We don't let people steal from the people whose ancestors sacrificed to make this country great. We don't steal from those people. And we enforce the laws that we put in place. You know, laws are good for some people and not all people. Now, in America, on the 4th of July, happy birthday, motherfucker, but laws are supposed to be equal across the board. Martin Luther King didn't die, so some of us could be treated right. That motherfucker got his cap peeled back so we all could be treated right. And ain't nobody been brave enough to stand up for the nigga since then. But hello, happy birthday, motherfucker. So this is the diary. Happy birthday, America. Quit trying to blow smoke up our ass. Oh, yeah. We haven't done the dumb motherfucker of the week. But we will. And I'm glad. I heard, read in the news, Oprah's ratings are going down. Good. You know why? Because she ain't doing shit for nobody. Good. Go down, fall to the ground, and go off of TV. Sit back and think what the fuck you're supposed to do with all the blessings God gave you. So this is a diary. It's 4th of July and all. For this is for you lovers after you do your fireworks, because, you know, I'm chilling at the house. I'm chilling at the house with the fish. So I'm playing, you know, for y'all folks. Well, they say married people are mad and single. No, married people are sad and single people are mad. Married people, couple, you better be happy. It's 4th of July. Do your fireworks and get you some fireworks in the bedroom. That's what I'm about to play. This is a diary. Happy 4th of July, motherfucker, in the bedroom. This is a diary. This is your host on 4th of July, 2010. Eli Show, the Hope Show for Hope. And what we need to do is play another song because it is funky, funky, funky in here. And I need to air it out. And we need to make sure the meat ain't burned. We got to flip, flip, flip. So we're going to play Funky Down. We'll be right back, baby.
folks, happy 4th of July. My family, they so full of shit. But, you know, when you the matriarch, I guess, and my daughter even called me the backbone of the family, you know, that let me know I got to put up with all types of bullshit and just don't go off on people. Because everybody go off on people, you know. It's like the aunt or the mom or the person you love the most is the person you know you fucked up with, and they didn't go off on you. Or, you know, they just set you straight and just came back with some much love or whatever. But, you know what? Back in the day when I was, stuck, I shouldn't say that, just in case my kids are listening. But as I was being a very good mom, you know, preparing 3 squares for my kids every day, and my baby boy, who will be 18 in November, and as a little boy, had such a fat little belly, and he was such a sweetheart, so cute and so articulate, even as a little boy. And when mommy finished cooking, boy, I was like, come on, eat. You know, he come to the table. He said, Mama got good cooking. And he could barely talk, but he could put that out of his mouth. So, you know, it's like, oh, that just broke my heart. So I told him, you know, when I get my barbecue joint, that's going to be the name of the joint. Mama got good cooking. L.A., homestyle barbecue, and I got that shit. I got it going. All the Natomas know there's something going on over here because, you know, Sacramento, coming from L.A., ain't nothing but food. You can go to Fat Burger. I'm hungry. Let's go to Fat Burger, okay? Let's go to Fat Burger. Jesse's dad had me at so many greasy spoons. I love him to this day for that. He know every greasy spoon in L.A., and L.A.'s full of them. Well, you, no matter what time of day, you can go get you a hamburger with an egg on it. You know, you finish at the club. Ooh-wee, L.A., don't fuck with L.A. And don't go to Roscoe. Don't fuck up and go to Roscoe. Because you'll drive 300 miles once you leave to go to Roscoe. Okay? Trust me. So, you know, Sack needs some flavor. Sack ain't got shit. You know, Kevin Johnson, if you a real pimp, bring some shit to this motherfucker. You ain't bringing shit. Sacramento is like using Mrs. Dash, okay, when we need some sauce, okay? Bring some L.A. sauce. Me and my daughter, we trying, but we'll do it. So happy 4th of July, motherfuckers. I hope you're with your family, you know, and I'm crazy. People think I'm crazy because, you know, past 22 years, I've been plagued with. You know, I got to impress these 3 little motherfuckers. Say they know life is really good, regardless of how life wants to dish to them because of, you know, mommy's always been here. But, you know, somebody did let them down, and I never wanted them to feel that they were any different from anybody that had a mom and a dad. So any 4th of July, every Christmas, Thanksgiving, Halloween, you know, I got pictures and pictures. Like, mom did 5 times as much as what mom should do, you know. And so the simple fact is 4th of July, and, you know, I ain't got to do shit for nobody but me. I'm loving that shit. You know, if you do what you're supposed to do by your kids, you know, Christmas, I'm looking forward to it. I'll be out of the white man's job for almost a year. Woo, this is going to be the best Christmas God ever gave me. Fireplace, nobody, no, ain't got to worry. No, December 16th, guess who's all that money going to this time? A young pimp named Baby Stays, not Jesse, Freddie, and Chris. Oh, and Elijah going to get broke off a little something. But, you know, when you live right and do what you're supposed to do, you know, I have note and I hear bass. Maybe that's my car coming up. I don't know. Usually when I hear bass, that's my car. Somebody about to blow my speakers. So we'll know just very shortly. I don't know. Anyway, 4th of July, I love it. And every holiday, I do it in tribute of my father, Willie Thomas Johnson, because he, like me, wanted to make sure his kids knew. Like I said, he was born in 1912, didn't have no rights till he was almost buried. Okay, but he celebrated. He was a military man. He joined the military. You know, so you got to look back at all of that shit that made you before you so pissed off at everything. But now, that's why I say this is the Eli show, because Eli, you know, anytime you have kids and grandkids, and I'm only 45, baby, and I got me a strong buck grandson, you know, that's handling biz, chasing squirrels, and I got to chase him down because he don't stop. You know, I'm so blessed, and I'll never, you know, forget that, and I don't take it for granted. So
Elijah is hope for everything that, for me, for my family, for black people, you know, black president, second, what is this, our second 4th of July with a black president? I don't know, shit, I don't know. But this is a diary, baby. Let's take a break. Let me see. Maybe that was my daughter. I don't know. Who gives a damn? We're going to play, let's play something. Everything here I love, but old school party because I'm old school. And, thank God for old school motherfuckers. You know, thank God for old school. Here we go. This is the diary. We love you. Happy 4th of July, motherfucker. I'll be back. This is a diary. Happy 4th of July. This is your host, Stacy, out of Sacramento, every Sunday from 3 to 4. And, you know, I think most people would have said, you know, fuck today. It's 4th of July. I ain't going on that old bootsy old. I ain't getting paid. You know, but as I prayed this morning, you know, I asked God to, you know, give me more discipline. Because as I get more discipline, you know, things kind of fall into place, you know. When I need things to happen, boy, I get real disciplined. So, you know, yeah, I got to show up today. Shit, it's 4th of July. I do this shit in my house. I ain't doing nothing special. You see my special guest theme, show their ass up, and I could care less if they do. You know, they called me last week from Vegas 2 minutes before the show was over. I'm like, what? I do shit not on Negro time, but on the right time. So this is a diary, and you know what? We didn't go over the Dumb Motherfucker of the Week Award, and I think this is really important that I put this and I don't forget every week, you know, and this goes this week to ABC Family, and they dumb ass show, huge, and then they spell it with hella big ass letters, you know, and then the preview show, you know, obviously obese kids and people, and they're crying about their obesity. And, you know, personally, growing up as a kid, that although that little picture of baby Stace, I'm like, damn, I was kind of cute. You know, but there was a period of my life that I wasn't happy with myself because I was chunky. You know, and my daughter, you know, we struggle with that. I passed it on to my daughter between me and her big old daddy. You know, so, you know, putting huge and then call it huge as if that's, you know, to me, that's just like dumb. That's stupid. You know, obviously, I don't know anybody that's like, oh, yeah, I'm huge, and it's a good thing. You know, and then you see the kids crying and shit, and they all on camera, you know. Come on now. Let's put some positive shit on there. Let's do something else, anything, something. You know, not to humiliate kids and put it on camera just because we're so desperate
to have other dumb motherfuckers watch our show, you know? And then to call it huge as if, you know, that's just fucked up to me. And they win this week. You know, they win this week because, you know, our kids are it's like an epidemic. I mean, the generation now aren't going to outlive their parents. And that's not something to put on as if it's something for us to watch and entertain ourselves with. It's something that we should be trying to cure and find a resolution for some shit. So, dumb motherfucker, other week, ABC Family and that stupid-ass show, Huge. All right. So, did we go over Chicago and ban on handguns? I don't even know. I think I've had too many Boilermakers. Anyway, and the pit's doing good. Everything's good. It's cooked slow. It's going to be nice. It's going to be good. And it looks like my boy Gabriel's calling. Hopefully he's calling from the front door. You know, these little young kids, they smoking too many. They don't get up before. They don't give up before. No, he ain't at the door. They don't get up before 1, 2, 3, you know, but then they want to stay up till 4 in the morning. No, come to the door, and then you can be on the show. All right, so happy 4th of July, everybody. Chicago's been on handguns. You know, I'm thinking, you know, my dumbass conspiracy theory and shit. You know, black president, we really need our guns now because obviously we don't get some of the shit we dished out, so we got to be able to shoot motherfuckers. Maybe, I don't know, but it's all dumb. It's all dumb. Everybody should have the right to arm themselves, you know, but make sure. And this country, like no other, is bad on background checks. I mean, the whole Al-Qaeda driving planes into buildings and shit. Motherfuckers didn't question the fact that dumb motherfuckers just wanted to know how to land and take off and not to fly. So as long as you have the 70 grand to teach me how to do it, I didn't ask any questions, so... You know, on America's birthday, we need to rethink some shit. And, you know, regular motherfuckers, you and me, we pretty screwed because we got these old, outdated motherfuckers in charge of everything. And, you know, vote, don't vote. They don't stick together to represent the interests of anybody but themselves and getting reelected. So happy birthday, America, you know? So I'm going to go over some shit that I actually wrote up for today's show because I don't really think I did that at all. But, you know, I woke up today and realized I could, you know, be homeless without a very detailed action plan for my survival. You know, and not only for my survival, you know, I want my kids, my sons, my adopted sons, I want all of them to survive as well, you know. And, you know, black men, that's my heart. Lord forbid, you know, I wake up every day and I pray and I look at my sons and they're so handsome and I have pictures of them from every stage of their life and I look at it and I say, you know, son, there's so many opportunities, you know, there's so many things I fell short as a single mom that I could have done for you probably that could have boosted you a little more. Definitely, I'm sure there's some stuff your dad could have done. But, you know, every day I wake up, I pray that, you know, whatever goes on in their lives, just like the, you know, I'm visiting people that are volunteering in Oakland. You know, I got to hurry up and get out of Oakland before the verdict comes down for the black man that got shot instead of tased a couple years ago. You know, it's like, you know, we need to stop this stuff. You know, America needs to take a reality check, look at itself in the motherfucking mirror and, you know, figure out that we won't survive, you know. And on your birthday, you know, let's always remember and try to, you know, remedy those things that went wrong in the past and not try to brush the motherfuckers under the rug as if they don't exist. And when it comes to African Americans, I mean, that's the ultimate brush under the rug, you know. It's like we know we fucked up so bad. If we say we fucked up at all, you know, they could have everything that we have. We don't want what you have. We just want fucking equality. And me, more than anything, man, I want Elijah to be able to grow up and me and his mom ain't got to go to every fucking principal he has because some injustice and some fucked up shit happened to him that don't happen to fucking white boys. That's all the fuck we ask, happy birthday, motherfucking America. That's all African Americans ask.
You know, I get letters from niggas in Folsom Prison all the time. You know, my little nigga Gabriel telling me, you know, when he's in prison, he in lockdown, you know, they bringing me my breakfast and my lunch all at the same time, like I'm a little boy. You know, yeah, you fucked up and you did wrong, but then you come out and you still, you paid your debt to society and you still fucked off. Well, what the fuck are you supposed to do? America? What are you supposed to, what? How do I pay my debt to society and then when I come out, I'm still fucked off? How does that make sense? How do you, that's, happy birthday, motherfucker. The next, however, 250 years, how long we've been in existence, we're not going to be in existence long. Look how fucked up shit is. And fuck all the black leaders, they ain't doing shit. It's going to be regular motherfuckers building up these kids and armies of these young kids that got sense but just need direction. This is the diary, baby. And I love you. I'm going to play some shit. I love you. Now, see, Love Doctor just popped up. I love you. Happy 4th of July. I got a mess. Oh, God. And, you know, everything's good. Everything's good. Happy 4th of July. Hopefully my meat ain't burnt. That's all I care about. Shit. It's all good. Love, Doctor. Be right back. Folks, Love Doctor. I'm the love mama. I'm the love auntie. Everybody and their grandma call me when they know I got the radio show going. They call me and not the radio show. So when I get off the air, I got to call everybody and say, hey, dummy, don't you know I got the show from 3 to 4? Oh, yeah, ma. Oh, ma. I would have just came over, ma. Stupid. But it's all good. It's all good. You know, that's how they do it. You know, I try to relate to the kids so I don't lose them. That was always my thing. I don't want to lose my son, so let me try to relate. And, you know, hopefully they're having a good time with their dad. You know, they should, man. They know their mom inside, outside, upside down. They need, they deserve to know their dad. And I'm going to call my, I never married Jesse's dad, but I'm going to call him after the show. He's going to come up for Eli's birthday. And, you know, Eli's dad, Fernando, over in New York City, trying to punk my daughter because, you know, she came across as dumb, I guess, at some point in her life. So he continuing to think, you know, that's why it's so important we protect our daughters. You know, let them know. I don't care if I am just a mama. I got a team of motherfuckers. You know, and
they say, you know, even though my daughter did this shit, and to me it was a dumb move, you know, long story short, you know, it took almost no time for us to reconcile our relationship and for her to always come to me when she has issues, which she should. You know, and now she can go to her dad, too, and that's just so great. I'm just loving shit. I love it. Boys with the dad, you know, although, you know, with my boys know mom be getting down. Mom got 10 racks of ribs, and we sit till we pass out, yeah. So now you get to see how dad does it. Hopefully he does it half as good as mom. So it's all good. You know, it's all good. It's 4th of July, and our show's about to end in about 2 minutes, and I wanted to end with our Boys to Men training for self-employment and the excellent job that Gabriel's done this week. You know, whenever we needed anything, he's come through like a man, handled his business, and just showed me that, you know, it's a great thing. It's a good thing. You know, we're going to keep up the work, the hard work that we're doing for these young men. And all we can do for a single mom is to help her young man not die, get shot, be incarcerated. That's the best thing. As Association of African American Single Mothers, that's the best thing we can do. Happy 4th of July, you motherfucking good people of mine. We out. I think I hear my folks out. I'm going to play. We out. We love you. Join us next week. And no, it's all good. Love your folks because that's all you got. Peace. Show up at the end of the show music, Jesse.
I have no idea.
No. You two, come here, Rodney. So how does it feel to be black in America on the 4th of July? That was the damn question I had to ask your ass.
This is pretty good.
Oh, no, it don't.
Shout out to Obama.
You ain't shit. Get your son. He's at somebody else's front door.
Oh, well.
Yeah, no. Faulty, faulty, faulty. You know what? When they call me, I'm not going to answer the phone. I'm not going to answer the phone. Although my daughter looks so beautiful today. So, does she, Rodney? Does she look beautiful?
Who is she with?
Rodney!
Okay.
Yes!
Commando.
Commando! Yeah, don't make me have to kick your ass, though. You know, it's all